This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In opposite-sex marriages in which both spouses work some amount of time, 29% of wives earn more than their husbands do, up from 23% in the 1990s and 18% in the 1980s, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Working Families Party has established a branch in Wisconsin, which is helping several dozen union-based candidates in local, school, and county races. New Orleans is now hiding the names of bidders to remove its Confederate statues because of threats and harassment of contractors on the earlier bid list from those opposing removal. In late 2013, two Oxford University academics claimed in a paper that 47% of current American jobs are at risk of being automated within the next 20 years. A study of about two dozen Afrocentric charter schools around the nation found that most of them were falling short of national testing standards, with some in danger of being shut down. Center for Disease Control and Determining Lifetime Risk for HIV said that one out of every two black men and one out of every four Latino men having sex with other men would become infected. About 85% of the nail salons inspected by the New York State labor personnel failed to maintain adequate payroll records, a violation of state law. Without records, investigators had to accept whatever employees told them they were paid, usually in front of their bosses. Many workers fear retaliation if they're honest about illegal wages, manicurists and labor officials said. Investigators later found that one owner, in fact, fired a worker who spoke to an investigator. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the nation's big consumer banks collected about $11 billion in overdraft fees in 2015, accounting for 8% of their profit. According to data from ProFootballReference.com, NFL careers are shrinking at an unprecedented rate. From 2008 to 2014, the average NFL career dropped in length by about 2.5 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.